Good evening and thank you for joining us on Cultivating Hearts Radio Ministry. It's a blessing to be back in the studio studying Tara Rye's teaching called Portable Sanctuary. In the last couple weeks, we have been digging in what is a portable sanctuary, what that looks like. And today we're going to just be reflecting and thinking about what is our testimony? What do we look like on a daily basis of all that we've learned about the portable sanctuary?
Yeah, you know, and this is important that we understand. And I, you know, and Sabrina, I know you know this because it's something I've been talking a lot about in the last year or so in the recordings, especially as I studied and wrote Tell It Well. Mm. When the heroes of faith gave testimony in Scripture, mm-hmm. it was never their story. It was always the story of Jesus. Mm. Always. Mm. It was always. When it says they bore testimony, it was what God did through Genesis to Revelation, through drawing man to him and bringing the story. Whereas today, when we reflect on the word testimony, we automatically talk about our story. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, a lot of times there's a tagline to Jesus, but it's really more about us. And really wanting to understand, what does that mean to be a temple? How do I allow my testimony, my life, be so that it is a reflection of Christ? And 1 Corinthians 6, 19 through 20, it begins the process. We're going to talk about it, and then maybe we'll get into 1 Peter 2, 4 through 6. Hopefully, God willing, we will. But if, Sandy, would you read this passage so that we can start breaking this down? What does it look like for us to be that testimony? What's it, our life going to be like?
Yes, I'd love to. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your body.
Okay. First and foremost, we have to recognize that, you know, it is a gift, and that when Jesus died on that cross and covered our sins for us, the Holy Spirit is sealed upon us, and that is what makes it known that we are the temple. And so as a pure vessel, if I am a pure, we've been using that word pure a lot from our worship, as a temple, if I am pure, it will be evident to everybody that I am a temple of the Lord. Mm-hmm. If I have allowed sin inside me, it will be evident because I will have cut off the revelation of the Spirit reflecting out of me. Mm-hmm. And so the temple, we have to also recognize, is the gift that it's been paid for with a price. It was a costly price. And so we have to be asking ourselves, this is about honor. Mm-hmm. It is about honor. And I've had some really tough questions come to me this week through various methods, you know, Facebook and email and different ways where I've had different people write to me and ask me. And so I was asked the question, well, okay, for example, well, what about if I'm watching a movie and there's cussing in the movie, or if I'm listening to music and there's cussing in the music and I'm listening to the music over and over, I'm confused. I have one person in the church that tells me it's okay as long as you don't do it. I have another person in the church tell me I shouldn't be holy as he is holy. What am I supposed to do? What is right in this circumstance? How do I honor God in this? This was one question that came to me. And, you know, when he says, be holy as I am holy, how would you define that?
Sinless, perfect.
Holiness
yeah.
is sinless.
Well, it goes back to being pure.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How do we guard ourselves so that we not have input that's coming in? And so, you know, I was trying to communicate to this circumstance for this person that was writing in and asking, letting them know we've got to be thinking through. And so if we are called to be holy as he is holy, I do have to think about mm-hmm. that which I see. Mm-hmm. Shelley had talked about that earlier. I have to think about that which I hear. Mm-hmm. And does that mean that I get to the point where I am a legalist? Some people would say, oh, you can't do that. You can't do that. And what I have centered in on and I brought to this person's attention is, as far as it depends on you, when Scripture says, as far as it depends on you, be at peace. Well, as far as it depends on me, I'm going to do what I can to make sure that what I take in mm-hmm. is pure. But right. I have no control over if I'm in Walmart sometimes. And they're playing a song that has wordy dirds.
Right.
Or, you know, or if I'm in the home of somebody and they have a movie blaring mm-hmm. and it's got wordy dirds. Mm-hmm. I can't control those circumstances. mm-hmm. But I can control what is going on in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had another person stop me, and the question was, is, well, does that mean, and it's a totally separate circumstance, and one was a youth and the other one was a 50-something-year-old adult. So two different circumstances almost within a week apart. Well, does that mean that I can't listen to music that's not Christian? And my answer was, no, of course you can. And I go, there is a lot of good music mm-hmm. out there, and everything good is of God. God is good. And as long as it is not drawing you into sin and putting sin in you, of course you could listen to it. Otherwise, we'd be throwing out the classics or, you know, thinking through right. and processing is what I was trying to get us to be thinking through.
Mm-hmm.
So as we are talking about our body as a temple, the question we have to ask ourselves, and this is the question I put before, is, okay, so my head says, if I were to have Jesus literally, physically sitting beside me,
would I put
the earbud in his ear?
Mm-hmm. No.
And that really changes your thinking mm-hmm. about what is it? Okay, if he's sitting beside me, would I really have him sitting and watching this with me mm-hmm. or reading this with me or talking this conversation with this setting and this group of people with me? That is my test that I put out there. How am I honoring God with mm-hmm. my body? How am I honoring God with my mind?
Mm-hmm.
And then I have to not put that pressure on other people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it gets tough,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that I'm making choices. And so sometimes I will leave the room if I'm in a setting mm-hmm. that I have no control over it,
mm-hmm.
you know, or I will remove myself, redirect mm-hmm. or something. And so getting us thinking along those lines on how to handle it. Let's take 1 Peter 2:4-6, and let's examine this one to see, because he takes it even further in explaining to us what it means to be a part of being this temple and what this looks like. And he gives a challenge to us about our spiritual sacrifices. And our spiritual sacrifices, Paul tells us, need to be acceptable to God. Okay, who had 1 Peter 2:4-6?
I do.
Okay, go ahead, Shelley.
It's been so long since I had that page. I lost the page.
Oh, that's all right.
Okay, 1 Peter 2:4-6. Okay. As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by men, but chosen by God, and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For in Scripture it says, "See, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame."
Hmm. This is packed full. Now, first and foremost, I want you to get this. We are coming to him, the living stone. Mm-hmm. Jesus is the capstone. He's the foundation. He is the cornerstone. I mean, okay, so he is the living stone that the church, the body of Christ, the temple is being made out of, rejected by men.
Hmm.
First and foremost, as I move forward in trying to honor God, I'm going to find that I'm rejected mm-hmm. by men.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to find that, because even within Christendom, maybe we have had sin in our life, or we currently have, and I'm saying this because I recognize it, because this is me. This is something that I have dealt with in my life. As the sin is there in my life, or has been, and I am confronted with that which is holiness, there's an anger that rises up in me when I haven't yet shed that,
mm-hmm.
because I am being confronted with that which needs to be shed.
Right.
And it's almost like a fight against that which is holy. And so we will be dealing with, just as Jesus, the living stone, was rejected by men, we are going to deal with rejection. We will have rejection. Let that go, move on, because he ends it with saying, you'll never be put to shame.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so even though our rejection may happen by man, we have that promise at the very end, we need not worry, we will not be in shame.
Right.
And I would much rather not be in shame in God and rejected by man mm-hmm. than, you know, seeking out man's approval. And he says that you as are like living stones that I am building into a spiritual house. That's mm-hmm. the portable sanctuary. He's building us. And just as a house has a process to be built, we are in process. The portable sanctuary, it's not an instant, you know, the house is built.
No.
It has to, you have to have a plan, and the plan has to be examined, and then it has to be layered upon layered. You lay the foundation, you do the piping, the plumbing, the electricity, you know, I mean, all those things. I know Shelley's laughing. But spiritually, that's mm-hmm. happening in us.
And you may have to take some away mm-hmm. because it was done wrong, and then put it back right.
I was thinking about the onion, that's, you know, he's peeling his back and getting rid of all the yuck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so, you know, oh, well, you know, that plan wasn't working because I tried to put a room where God didn't want it. Mm-hmm. Been there, done that.
Keyword I. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Christ's Heart, what is that book? It's called Christ's Heart Home or Christ's Home Heart. It's a little dinky book. It's great. It's talking about the different homes or different places in your house, meaning your heart.
That's awesome. And Christ's Heart, my home, or something like that.
Something like that, yes. And, you know, you have that one little closet, you know, that you've locked up that you don't want him in, you know. But it's just a great book, you know. I read it a long, long time ago, but I need to read it again probably.
We'll have to go find it.
Yeah, I've got some at home.
Mm-hmm. Good recommendation. So we're being built into a spiritual house, a holy priesthood. It's an ongoing process. Remember, I told you, Shelley, earlier in the when we were recording, I said, remember that when you were talking about it's a mm-hmm. continual?
Mm-hmm.
It's ongoing. It mm-hmm. is not, okay, I got it. I'm holy. Because I don't know about you guys, I go into my living room and I sit down with God, and, you know, some days I'm not so holy. I have to sit down and I have to confess a lot of sin before mm-hmm. I can even get into drawing near to God. And then some days I'm in there and I'm in the move of holiness. I've got the word going. I can feel the spirit working in me. I've got conviction of sin. I'm confessing. And I just really feel I am close to God. And then all of a sudden three people walk out because they're getting ready for school. And then the fourth. And then the next thing I know, I have gotten irritated or whatever. And I have walked out of holiness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're in process. And we have to remember that with each other. And I cannot remember, did we say this last month? I'm going to say it again because I guess it's worth saying. When we look at one another and we are in the process of examining one another, we do that. Mm-hmm. God help us, we do. And we, especially when we're shoulder to shoulder and we're with each other for a long time, we will see each other's sins. Greg sees my sin better than anybody on the face of this earth. Greg does. And as my friends, you will see my sin better than anybody else. We have to remember that as we're observing it, that they're POWs. Mm-hmm. They're prisoners of war. When somebody has walked out of the will mm-hmm. of God, it's not that they are the enemy. They're a prisoner of war that we need to bring back into safety.
Right.
It's our responsibility as the body of Christ, the mm-hmm. temple, to go mm-hmm. and rescue one another. When we have that in our mind, then we don't fight against.
Right.
We're not going to fight. And so...
And so the heart of God, you know?
Yeah.
Like he's the one that wants to go get the one that's right. walked away, you know,
completely.
Tenderly bring him back. Instead of with a judgmental finger, mm-hmm. it's be zealous to bring him back in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And with
so,
love.
So yeah. that, and we have to view that even for people who have not yet pre-believers.
Yeah.
That needs to be
mm-hmm.
our mindset. And within the body of Christ, we have to remember that when we are interacting with one another so that we not...
Which can be the ugliest place for all of us, can't it?
It's easier, I think, with an unbeliever.
Yeah.
Somebody
it is easier.
Now they don't have to view them. It's okay.
To view them,
than
it is with somebody in Christ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. This passage tells us that we are to reflect Christ's glory. Mm. Wow. Really?
Mm. Hmm.
And the way that happens is making sure I have nothing. So I have to ask myself, have I sinned? Have I sinned? And so when circumstances happen, going and examining my heart, did I sin? How did I sin? Why did I sin? God, help me to purify, not allow this to happen again. The next one is that we are called to offer spiritual sacrifices. What does that look like?
Mm-hmm.
What is a spiritual sacrifice? We got about 4 minutes left to look at this.
I would say fasting. I think our church is doing a church-wide fast. And... you know, I know what the Lord asked me to do, and it was very specific. And I just think to myself, it's like that everything that we're talking about today is exactly what fasting, you're drawing close to in the pureness, something that's taking you away from just having that intimacy.
Yeah.
Because you're sacrificing, even if it's something small, you're still sacrificing something mm-hmm. to hear more from your Heavenly Father, to draw closer to Him.
Yeah, fasting is very good. Okay, what else?
I think the sacrifice of spending time alone with the Lord, mm-hmm. much time I need much time.
Mm-hmm. I do too.
I need a lot of time.
I do too. Okay. And when you say mm-hmm. spending time with the Lord, explain what that
just
looks like.
Just having a quiet time sitting before Him without a distraction, praying, reading, could be worshiping, journaling, just to sit.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Good. Okay. What else? Think of it.
I like both of them. We did a fast back, I think, in February, and I at first was like, okay, whatever, and I did it, but it was amazing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
And I gave up certain food items or whatever, but it was so amazing because I could give that up for God during that period of time. But now I go to the cabinet and it's like, I'm not doing it for anybody. Mm-hmm. So it's so easy to just go grab mm-hmm. whatever. Yeah. And so when you're doing it for, you know, mm-hmm. to grow,
to the Lord. Draw,
yeah.
I think that is the sacrifice anytime you're doing something for Him, mm-hmm. not for yourself.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good. Mm-hmm. Essentially, the spiritual sacrifices are anything that requires time, talent, mm-hmm. treasure. And so we have focused in on the worship side of it, prayer, Bible study, fast, dwelling in His presence. But it's also serving.
Mm-hmm.
It is also giving. It is also taking the time to give of yourself in His behalf. The other thing that this passage tells us is that Jesus is praying.
Mm.
He's praying. Okay, just think about when we... they're acceptable to Christ through Him. Scripture says, I have laid a Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone. The one who trusts in Him will never be put to shame. He is doing that intercessing for us, and we will never be put to shame. And does it say that? I think it's like, I took it from a different verse that He's interceding for us. Job 16, 21 through 20, 20 through 21. And we talked about this a couple months ago. Mm-hmm. The intercessor's my friend. The key is that through that, we are the representation of Christ to the people.
Right.
So it's going to be the time, the talent, the treasure, the prayer, and that's what's going to enable us to reflect God's glory, and then that's what's going to enable us to represent God before people. And when we do that, we will see that people will begin to draw near to us, to draw near to God
mm-hmm.
when they don't know the Lord. It will be a vessel of them drawing. Sabrina, you want to say anything to the people before you go?
Just it's been an amazing journey, and I just thank you for allowing me to be a part of this. It's been so much fun, and I'll be listening in Des Moines, doing my shout-outs in Des Moines. Just thank you, and I just love God, and I just pray that you continue to love God and love others.
We love you.
We love you. We miss
love
you.
You. We're so glad you're listening to Cultivating Hearts. If you want to contact us, you can contact us through cultivatinghearts.org or terrorye.com. God bless.
God bless.